Chapter 3, Number 007. Head of S, the section of the Secret Service concerned with the Soviet Union, was so keen on his plan for the destruction of Le Chiffre, and it was basically his own plan, that he took the memorandum himself and went up to the top floor of the gloomy building overlooking Regent's Park and through the green baize door and along the corridor to the end room. He walked belligerently up to M's chief of staff, a young sapper who had earned his spurs as one of the secretariat to the Chiefs of Staff Committee after having been wounded during a sabotage operation in 1944 and had kept his sense of humour in spite of both experiences.
"Now look here, Bill, I want to sell something to the chief. Is this a good moment?
What do you think, Penny?" The chief of staff turned to M's private secretary, who shared the room with him. Miss Moneypenny would have been desirable but for eyes which were cool and direct and quizzical.
"Should be all right. He won a bit of a victory at the FO this morning, and he's not got anyone for the next half an hour."
She smiled encouragingly at head of S, whom she liked for himself and for the importance of his section.
"Well, here's the dope, Bill."
He handed over the black folder with the red star, which stood for top secret.
"And for God's sake, look enthusiastic when you give it him. And tell him I'll wait here and read a good code book while he's considering it. He may want some more details, and anyway, I want to see you two don't pester him with anything else until he's finished."
"All right, sir." The chief of staff pressed a switch and leant towards the intercom on his desk.
"Yes?"
asked a quiet, flat voice.
"Head of S has an urgent docket for you, sir."
There was a pause.
"Bring it in,"
said a voice. The chief of staff released the switch and stood up.
"Thanks, Bill. I'll be next door,"
said head of S. The chief of staff crossed his office and went through the double doors leading into M's room. In a moment he came out, and over the entrance a small blue light burned the warning that M was not to be disturbed. Later, a triumphant head of S said to his number two,
"We nearly cooked ourselves with that last paragraph. He said it was subversion and blackmail. He got pretty sharp about it. Anyway, he approves. Says the idea's crazy but worth trying if the Treasury will play, and he thinks they will. He's going to tell them it's a better gamble than the money we're putting into deserting Russian colonels who turn double after a few months' asylum here. And he's longing to get at Le Chiffre. And anyway, he's got the right man and wants to try him out on the job."
"Who is it?" asked number two.
"One of the 00s. I guess 007. He's tough, and M thinks there may be trouble with those gunmen of Le Chiffre's. He must be pretty good with the cards, or he wouldn't have sat in the casino in Monte Carlo for 2 months before the war, watching that Romanian team work their stuff with the invisible ink and the dark glasses. He and the Duzzy M bowled them out in the end, and 007 turned in 1 million francs he had won at Chemie. Good money in those days."